Brought to you by
The Good Feet Store and All Pro Foundation Repair.
Ladies and gentlemen, Dave.
Thank you. Dave. Well, really, really important death as jazz musician Chuck Mangione has passed away at the age of 84.
Oh, is he really?
Yeah. Lost Chuck.
Yeah, that's been a big week.
I know.
A flugelhorn and trumpet player who put out 30 albums and won 2 Grammys.
Did he do...
Yes.
Yeah, yep. Feels So Good. Is that the one?
Is that
greatness?
Is that the theme song to Newhart or something?
Taxi.
Oh.
And also, we can't...
God needed a French horn player.
Yes.
Yep.
Whatever he does.
Flugelhorn is French horn, right?
Yeah.
Okay, I remember when Twitter first started and I got on Twitter... And Chuck Mangione tweeted me.
Uh-huh. What?
Yeah.
What do you mean?
He responded to something and...
Are you bagging on him?
I can't remember the details of it.
You know one person who sucks.
But Chuck Mangione. I remember being freaked out.
On Twitter.
I remember being freaked out that Chuck Mangione was listening to our show because it was in response to something on our show.
Oh, there's no way.
And it wasn't until... You know, after Twitter was really going, I started realizing, wait a second, that wasn't really Chuck Mangione. Somebody that used his name and put a picture up of him.
Idiot.
Unless he lived in Dallas, I don't know if he did.
Wow, R2-D2 listens to our show.
I was so simple for me.
R2-D2.
I think we'll get more in depth into Hulk Hogan next, but he has passed away at the age of 71. According to the Clearwater Police Department in Florida, he died this morning due to cardiac arrest. He was treated
at
the scene.
A cheap announcement of the form, the cause of death. Every death is basically cardiac arrest.
Yeah, but I guess he had a cardiac event, a heart attack.
Okay.
And so EMTs tried to revive him, and then he was taken to the hospital, and he was pronounced dead at the hospital. And, of course, he is a WWE Hall of Famer. He went into the hall in 2005, but then he was stripped of that honor in 2015 for using the N-word in a sex tape.
Whoops. Why did... Wait, hold on. There was a lot. There was a lot in that sentence.
I got to admit, I did not know WWE or any wrestling federation had a Hall of Fame.
What's
Come
wrong with that?
On.
I swear
they
didn't.
Do.
How do you
what
judge
do you mean?
It? He fell better than anyone? How he won from the nose better than
he
most?
He was a world champion for
How
a long time.
How do you honor the legends?
How many world titles
do you have?
Those
aren't real wins.
They are real wins.
Ooh. He's arguably the most famous wrestler from, like, the mid-80s to
ever.
2000,
okay.
Or maybe
okay,
ever.
Famous.
Yeah.
Dude, he slammed
okay,
Andre the Giant
the
at WrestleMania 3.
If you want to say
Huge
that's
moment.
The criteria of fame, then okay.
At the Pontiac Silverdome.
Were you guys aware of Hulk Hogan before Rocky 3 came out, though?
Yes.
Yeah.
Sure.
I've
sure.
never heard of him, never seen him.
Now, Clubber Lang I was not aware of.
I wasn't either.
The,
what
Mr.
a force
T.
in boxing.
Hulk Hogan made Rocky.
You know, that's the other thing about Clubber Lang. He got one shot. And then, like, was out. Like, you never heard from him again, and he was pretty badass.
What? Yeah. Wait.
Yeah,
Hulk
I guess
Hogan
just...
made Rocky.
Yeah.
What do you mean? He was in Rocky III as Thunderlips, the wrestler.
He had nothing to do with the first Rocky in 1975.
Nobody knew who Rocky was until he gleamed onto Hulk Hogan's
That's true.
Legend.
There's a lot of truth to what Bob
yeah.
just said.
No, the Penguin
And R2-D2 just retweeted me on that.
That's right, the Penguin made Rocky.
By the way, Donald Trump... He
went to the Great American.
He went to Truth Social to
Beautiful.
Memorialize his longtime friend Hulk Hogan.
He That's said, right. Hulk Hogan was just
at the Republican
yeah.
convention.
Rip off his shirt for Trump.
Yes, he says we lost a great friend today. Hulk Hogan was MAGA all the way, tough, smart, but with the biggest heart that exploded.
Ultimately failed. Yeah,
okay. I believe one of those three.
What?
Tough, smart. He may have had a huge heart. I don't know.
He dropped
it was
the boot
enlarged.
On Nikolai Volkov, I'll tell you that.
So, and he also brought
Stopped
down
the Cold War.
Brought down the Gawker Empire. Let's not forget that. His lawsuit that was backed by Peter Thiel. That
killed Deadspin. Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, the whole Gawker ring, you know, basically they went bankrupt.
Gawker?
Yeah.
I barely remember that.
So he's back out of the Hall of Fame now because of the sex tape?
No, then they reinstated him in 2018.
Thank you for saying it, didn't you?
So he's back in.
All right.
He is back in.
Where is the Hall of Fame? Y'all don't know where it is.
I guarantee it's in Florida.
You're acting
Cooperstown.
Like I'm the idiot.
Cooperstown is right.
It's got to be in Florida.
It's in that trash
state. It's probably in Cleveland.
Everybody knows it.
Let's not forget, he's also an in-studio guest of the Musers.
That's
in
right.
studio.
When was that?
And Hulk Hogan.
It was probably 5 years
Old
ago.
Studio?
No, it was this studio, absolutely.
Pre-death?
Probably 10
years
ago.
Yeah, this is pre-death and everything.
Seeing the Musers bunker?
No, I think it was 5 years ago. Well, 5 years ago would have been pandemic, wouldn't it?
Did he have the blonde hair or the black hair?
The blonde hair. He had blonde hair and... Okay, look this up because it was shortly after he had the controversy of rubbing suntan oil all over his daughter.
What?
And I think we were told not to ask about that.
I appreciate you guys don't ask about that. I appreciate that. She just needed a little help on her buttocks.
You think that's trashy,
so wait,
George?
They were
and
oh,
seen. Do you remember
in
her how
beach?
He represents American
what?
Trash?
They were seen at a public beach?
Yeah, I think so.
Did his daughter wrestle?
Or maybe he was at a hotel.
I don't know.
She was famous for something.
Hulk Hogan's daughter?
Yeah.
Sex tape.
Maybe, was that it?
Do you remember the Hulk Hogan sex tape, George?
No.
That's what brought Gawker down, is because he was making love to his best friend's wife.
Brooke Hogan, American TV personality.
Whoa. She was with a cowboy.
That's right.
Like Phil Nagy or Bill Nagy or, right? Bill Nagy or Phil Costa?
Hulk Hogan got out of the Hall of Fame for saying that word, Mom. But
Phil Costa. She was engaged to Phil Costa, former Cowboys center.
Oh, my God.
Yes!
Bob, you know everything.
Yes.
What a horse head she has.
What does that mean?
I don't know.
Last thing on Trump.
A horse head.
Have you guys seen the season premiere of South Park that dropped last night?
I saw the little trailer this morning.
It's the best.
No.
Were you in bed with the devil?
Yeah, so basically they kind of reprise the relationship.
Please.
Just let it go.
The relationship that the devil had with Saddam in the South Park movie, the original movie, Bigger, Longer, Uncut. And so...
Uncute.
It was, the relationship was that Satan was basically a beaten down spouse or partner to Saddam, and Saddam was very overbearing and very sexually demanding.
Are you
they
serious?
Just signed a $1.4 billion deal, by the way. I just want to let you know.
Did they 1. Really?
5. South Park did? Yeah.
Was that for 5 more years?
Five more years.
It's only $300 million a year.
As we're talking
years.
About Saddam Hussein and sex in bed, beating
down. So basically...
You got to admire those guys. Think about how much material they've written over the years.
Yeah, so they did not try to do a Trump impersonation. Basically, Trump is exactly the Saddam character. And so, he's trying to get sexy time with Satan, and he strips down naked, and Satan's talking about how he can't even see Trump's micropenis. And then... There's a whole
it's a lot
line.
Classier than it sounds, George.
Yeah.
There's you just got to see that the way they
explain this. Explain this to your dad, this by the way. Just I want to hear what your dad
So were these guys hurrying their agents along to get the paperwork in triplicate finalized
before Trump canceled their show?
Yes, yeah. Because that was Monday, and this aired Wednesday.
So at the end of the episode, there's a whole subplot of how the city of South Park ends up being sued by Trump. And so they have to settle out of court, and they settle for like $3.5 million. And so they also have to do PSAs for Trump. And so at the end of the episode, they roll the PSA, and you can watch this. Even if you don't like South Park, even if you don't have Comedy Central, you can go to hetrumpedus.com. They do it as like a he gets us type ad. And so it's Trump. It's AI Trump wandering through the desert, and he's so hot, he strips off his entire suit, and so he's totally nude. And then at the end, when you hear, "I'm Donald J. Trump, and I approve this message," that's his talking penis. So here's the
again.
Here's
explain
the PSA.
This to your father.
Here's the PSA.
through the desert for you? Who survived the wilderness and gave the ultimate sacrifice? When things heat up, who will deliver us from temptation? Donald J. Trump. No matter how hot it gets, he's not afraid to fight for America. With conviction, discipline, and trust in God, he survived the desert.
I'm Donald J. Trump, and I endorse this message.
So stupid. Trump.
Do you think your parents could understand that if you just tried to explain it to them?
Parents wouldn't understand any of today's...
If you watch South Park, would they sit down and watch an episode of South Park together?
By the way, the White House has responded.
Okay. Oh, gosh.
This is from the White House spokesperson. The left's hypocrisy truly has no end. For years, they have come after South Park for what they labeled as offensive content. But suddenly, they're praising the show. Just like the creators of South Park, the left has no authentic or original content, which is why their popularity continues to hit record lows. This show hasn't been relevant for over 20 years and is hanging on by a thread with uninspired ideas in a desperate attempt for attention. President Trump has delivered on more promises in just 6 months than any other president in our nation's history, and no fourth-rate show can derail President Trump's hot streak.
He's right.
Written like a standard White House bulletin. Right. That's the way they've always been.
And this Thomas show that Jefferson's hasn't been day. Relevant for 20 years just signed a $1.5 billion deal.
Right. By the way, Ty Walker
says... But there is
says,
some truth to that. The South Park has taken a lot of heat from the left.
Yeah, oh, sure, yes.
Ty Walker says, no physical WWE Hall of Fame. They just have a ceremony before WrestleMania to honor them.
Stupid.
So you kind of nailed it.
Okay.
They have a GeoCities page.
Still active.
I'll be there. All right, let's do the rant revival next.
The Tick. The rant. These are from Bonds, dog.
The Bohemian rant.
It is 5:20. It is Thursday. To be honest, it's a little chilly with this breeze, but we carry on with courage.
Indeed.
With a little help from the Courage Boys themselves, ladies and gentlemen, as the Rant Revival.
Hey!
The Three Horsemen of the Rant and George and Craig, brought to you by...
ET's Market and Bakery.
Okay.
This is huge. I love having my fellow musers here with me. This is amazing.
I've never been on the rant before.
Yeah.
A couple professional podcasters. This is great. Hey,
this
guys.
Is an historic rant.
It is an historic, which is proper. You can actually say it that
George,
way.
George, you never called into the rant listening 20, 30 years ago upset with something you heard?
That's I think it. You did.
I don't think so.
Oh, I think you did.
I will
I don't
never.
Know about calling it upset, but I would get you on the phone and make you stay on the phone for a while.
Yeah, I do remember several times being on the road with North Texas, and you would call and say, hey, what's up? Nothing, just getting ready to do a game. What are you doing? Nothing. And this was on the air.
So what else is going on?
Probably on a Saturday you guys couldn't make it or something.
That show was about killing time.
Oh, my gosh.
So we had a hypothetical that we wanted to run past you. I don't think you guys have heard this yet, that we posed to Davey on night one. And you guys think, or try to see if you think that Davey could pull this off. So in the span of the 6 days that we're out here, we will give him $1 million in cash if he can have sex with six different women on six different
nights. I thought it was just six different people.
Well, we adjusted for inflation and included dudes. But
that's adjusting for inflation?
Uh-huh.
I'm so confused.
And so you can't tell...
Same number.
You can't tell the person what you're doing. You have to, like, go find someone...
Can't pay for it.
No, wine, dine them, all of that. 6 days, six different people.
If you expand it to dudes, there's...
He could do it in one
easy.
Night.
Yes, yeah. You can knock it out in a night.
Yeah, which he was willing to do.
Have you done that?
And we told him we would double the money if he did all dudes.
Gosh. So I think run even out if, of hypotheticals.
Even if you kept it at all women, that's doable as long as you really lower your bar.
Well, that's, yeah, we were talking like day laborers and stuff.
Yeah.
What,
as we were,
whoa, wait a second. We were what? Talking. What the? Who's we, first of all?
You.
Okay.
You.
Sure.
Nobody believes you.
Whatever.
We were a couple people out of an ICE raid and.
You.
You, I need you for something.
We were talking horrible, about man. some unhoused women that we saw in the park downtown.
Jeez, yeah. Right. No.
See what I mean about
you
that?
But we also
you can't
could
take
just,
advantage of.
We could also just pull over by the strawberry patches.
Yeah.
Well, do you just. We all just right. cleared that little.
Yeah, we're not doing that. Make it regular people. Now I caught myself into a. I somehow
in God's eyes,
up.
We're all regular.
You know
people.
What I'm saying?
Actual
is no people who. Actual.
But could Dave pull? He has. He didn't have to work. He has all day, 6 days in a row to pull this off.
Yes, again. He's got to
be
it.
Women and only.
If we're eliminating
yes.
the less fortunate, let's say.
Well, no, I'm uncomfortable with that phrasing. I don't want to eliminate them.
I'm not just from the hypothetical.
Honor them.
They're looking
let's
by,
honor them by
omitting them from the hypothetical.
Yes, I'll take eliminate.
Then I think he could do it, but again, he'd have to really lower his bar, and he'd have to work hard.
That's bad unless you finish that joke.
Then when I get home... I can't explain to my wife how I got this million-dollar windfall.
Right. You can't.
And you can't hide
she
it.
She would understand. If you came home with $6 million.
No, not million. A million. It's just a million.
Oh. Yeah.
Just.
It's not per day?
No.
You can't launder it off-seas?
No. There's
off-seas?
No,
off-seas.
There's no laundering it.
Offshore.
Offshore.
Off-seas. I think I conflated offshore and overseas.
Yeah.
Off-seas.
So she wouldn't understand that.
No, she would not.
You add six to your body count and you get $1 million.
Would she, though, would she want it to be maybe someone that we were previously talking about, or would she be more happy if it was hot girls?
She would not be happy either way, but I guess...
But the house is paid off.
Yeah. But I guess the the cleaner, the better from her point of view.
What's cleaner? What do you mean cleaner?
Disease-free.
Well, yes. But you don't know whether someone's disease-free.
Yeah.
And he can use Grandom, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. But not
you're
with
fine.
The guys.
Hey,
not with the guys.
You're fine.
Can I use dental dams?
Well, wait. You're not having to do all this foreplay, are you?
Well... What if that helps close the deal? You don't know. And that's the thing. What if you wine and dine someone for like 8 hours straight, and then you're like, hey, yeah. And then they're like, okay, am I going to see you again like this week?
No,
and,
no.
It's
got to
be
tonight.
I got the dental dam ready in the rental car.
Like what? You got the dental dam ready in the rental car?
But that's a big risk too, because maybe it's a super hot
just
chick.
A dental dam dispenser. So,
yeah, it's like a box of Kleenex, except it's dental dams. One comes out after another.
You're right. If it's a super hot chick and he pursues her for 8-9 hours, and then she says no,
it's such wasted effort.
You're out.
Yes,
you
I know.
Like this, Bob? Is this what you had in mind?
No,
for today? I had a football hypothetical.
Well, no. Everywhere we walk around town, Bob's like, that could be number four.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Hey, look at that strawberry picker over there.
Oh, Bob, gosh. Please,
Bob. Sir,
Bob.
I have faith that you could pull this off. It would be so exhausting.
What a fascinating.
Just the,
it would
just
be terrible.
Not the act of doing the end result, but like just the process of going about and trying to
I couldn't get,
talk.
I couldn't get laid when I was young and single.
Yeah. But now...
You got a credential, though.
Yeah.
Now the bright lights are on.
You're about to be a millionaire. That's got to jazz
and
the ladies a little bit.
It's tax-free, by the way. We'll take care of the tax.
Okay, good.
Yeah.
You know, if this were 1960s or 70s California, a lot easier.
Yeah.
You could do it. But not now.
They had grooming issues back then, though.
Would you go to a bar, like, at midnight or something like that? It just start
to get an early start on the day.
I mean, most bars close at like 10, so you got to get started early.
Yeah, but is it easier to try to pick off someone that's been drinking all day?
How hard is it to get laid by a stranger at 10 in the morning?
Oh,
that's got to be so difficult.
It's impossible.
10 at night, Gordon.
No, but I'm saying like if you get started earlier in the day.
Oh, okay.
It's like part of the day is almost unusable for that purpose. because nobody's
No one's in the mood when they're at Vaughn's buying sunglasses.
That's right. And fingernail clippers.
Yeah, did you hear that he had to be escorted to the cash wrap by the manager because they were afraid he was going to steal $2 nail clippers?
$1.49. So I needed nail clippers, and I went to Vaughn's, and I find them finally, and I grab them, and they won't come off. And so I need
a little thing up there
for $1.49. So I go to the prescription desk. And I say, can you help? She has to call a manager. Now the manager comes over, and I'm kind of like, yeah, I guess you guys have these locked up. And it was no laughing matter, as he had to go get the master key, unlock the fingernail clippers, and then he said, are you done shopping, sir? I'm like, yeah, I think I am. Well, let me walk you up to the cashier. And he had to carry them and then hand them to the cashier.
You weren't allowed to even touch them.
To make sure I don't steal fingernail clippers that cost $1.49.
I don't get that.
I don't either. That makes no sense.
It was the craziest thing. I kind of thought there was, a camera crew. And
were you wearing those glasses?
No, I bought them the same trip.
But do you think that manager was DTF?
Yeah, that's what Dave needs to know.
It was like a college dude. I wasn't going to bother him with that. I'm not in this hypothetical.
You know, I know a guy.
Hey,
it's Tuesday.
He's looking for action. Make this process go a lot easier. If I introduce you, my friend.
Anyway, R.I.P. to Hulk Hogan.
Yes,
who passed away today.
Hall of Famer.
Yeah.
Oh, so you acknowledge it now.
I guess if there is one, even though there's no building, it's kind of a cheap one. But yeah for the website. Yes.
Even the Texas Radio Hall of Fame had a building.
Yeah.
Do you think he's the greatest wrestler of all time, George?
I don't think there's any such thing.
Oh, gosh.
I think they're all pretty much the same. They all
learn
how to fall down and act like they got hit in the head the same
way. Dude, okay. It's pretty darn physical. Can't you acknowledge that?
Yeah, I mean, it's orchestrated. It's almost like a ballet with
sure,
big guys.
Which ballet...
Very difficult.
Is incredibly difficult.
Yeah, it's just not sports.
True. Okay. Yeah. I'll give you that. It's entertainment.
It's an entertainment
thing. Yeah, it's acting, and we have the greatest actor ever. You might think somebody is that.
Right.
So
sure.
He could be the greatest. Is he greater than Ric Flair?
Yeah, he's more well-known than Ric Flair.
I think he's bigger than
Ric
Flair.
But Ric Flair had that title, had the world champion belt for a longer time than
I don't think Ric Flair was ever really big WWF guy.
No.
Greater than Andre the Giant?
Yes.
He slammed Andre the Giant at WrestleMania 3 at the Pontiac Silverdome.
Huge moment.
Greater than Kabuki?
Greater than Mankind? The tickets own Mankind.
They're all pretty much the same.
I also picture...
They just have different bids.
I want to picture Davey's really beaten down rental car with, in the back seat, there's 6 dozen roses. And then just 6 dental dams.
Maybe the roses, the bouquets are wrapped in a dental dam, so it's like dual purpose.
Yeah. Protects them until it protects your tongue.
Oh, okay, here's one ranking. Greatest of all time. Number one, Hulk Hogan.
Mm-hmm.
Number two, Ric Flair.
There you go.
3, Stone Cold Steve Austin.
Yes.
4, The Undertaker. 5, The Rock.
You know, The Undertaker has a podcast.
Yeah.
Micah Parsons on last year.
It's called The Undertaker, the podcast.
The fact that the entire station had to say, so today on The Undertaker's podcast,
I know.
Was the stupidest moment of this radio station.
6 feet under? Is that his?
God. Micah Parsons was on with The Undertaker.
It is funny how the athletes love wrestling.
They do.
They love that. That whole theater, and they love being a part of it and all that stuff.
Shoddy told us that he, Coach Schottenheimer, right?
Oh, okay,
a good friend. He told us that he had the WWE action figures as a kid, including the little ring that he would stick them in and, dive off
of them. So he was into it.
Yeah, he was a total nerd.
Yeah, I had those, and I made sure I played with them.
Hey, Coach Garrett.
Yeah.
It's a good process. It was a good process playing with them.
All right. That's good fun rant revival.
That was
stuff.
Such good fun.
It really is. Thank you guys so much. You're more than welcome to stick around.
Yeah, do you guys want to hear 90s Man?
Sure.
Yeah, sure.
I want to hear 90s Man.
Okay.